13, reducing the spread of hoof disease, briefing public hearing, and this is a decision.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. My name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the department. This first item I'm going to bring to you is both a briefing and a request for amendment to the rule. So we're talking about WAC 220-413-200, reducing the spread of hoof disease, unlawful transport of elk hooves. I'll give you a little background on this rule. Many of you probably remember the commission adopted this rule back in 2014, requires hunters in particular GMUs to leave the hooves at the kill site rather than transporting them around. This is an attempt to reduce the potential for spreading treponeme-associated hoof disease, TAHD. Most of the time we call it hoof disease. Want to reemphasize that. We call it hoof disease. We don't call it other things. It gets a lot of other tags on it that actually pertain to different livestock diseases. So we kind of focus on TAHD. And so we're trying to reduce the spread of this disease, or at least the potential for that. The department is always doing targeted surveillance of animals. If we get reports of suspect animals, our staff go out and check it out and then determine the best course of action. Oftentimes that course of action will be to collect the animals and then ship the hooves off to the laboratory to be tested. We're always looking for new areas where we haven't had confirmations in the past. Most recently, we've had confirmed lab results from our collaborators at Colorado State University in six additional GMUs that we're recommending be added to the list in the WAC today. So the proposed changes look like this, recommending that we add six new GMUs where hunters would be required to leave the hooves at the kill site. The GMUs are 407, 418, 437, 454, 633, and 636. And as always has been the case, violation of this rule is an infraction. So to give you an idea a little bit on the landscape of where we're talking about, hopefully you can see that. The light green area is the existing list of GMUs where transport of the hooves is already restricted. The blue areas are the six GMUs where we're recommending be added to the list. And then the red dots are the locations for some of the most recent confirmed detections that have been confirmed in the laboratory. So we've collected those samples. They've been shipped off. They've gone through about three separate and unique tests, different approaches to confirm that they truly do have this particular disease rather than some other malady that causes hoof deformations that could be anywhere up to 40 other different problems. So that's where we're talking about on this particular rule. The recommended motion language is in your summary sheet. And I'll take any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Chair. The two most northern locations where the red dots are, Whatcom and Skagit County, it seems quite a ways away from, you know, where this all broke out. And you know, the lower dots seem to make some sense. It's moved north a little bit. But that big of a gap for it to show up, does that tell you anything about THD? Or are the conditions just right up there, just like they were in the southern part of the state, for this to develop? Or do you think it's actually elk moving the disease that far north?
I think that's a great question that we don't have all of the answers to or all of the pieces to. I think the conditions are ripe up there. I think they're good conditions to harbor the bacteria in the soil. Bridging that large gap, we don't know. A lot of possibilities. Could be movement by natural movement by elk. Could be we're just looking a lot harder than we have been in the past, and now we're finding it. Could be movement of livestock. Livestock are bought and sold and moved around all the time. There might be a connection there. And we also moved elk in 2003 and 2005. There might be a component there that's associated as well. So the honest answer is we don't know.
And one other question. How has the hunter opinion on leaving the hoofs in the field, what's been their overall reaction to that?
It's been fine. We haven't had any complaints. Folks seem to take it seriously. Folks don't find it any kind of a burden. Mostly raises their curiosity, and they want to know more about the disease.
And the WAC 220-413-200 as presented.
Motion has been made. Second. Second it. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you, jury. Motion carries. And that's no public input.
Okay.